Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you. 617-779-7937, in for the Christian Arcan Show. And we will also be here for the Greg Hill Show tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. So literally, at 6 p.m. this evening, John, in 12 hours, we'll be back at work. Like, this is kind of almost a little bit of KJ and Lyons abuse, a little bit. And I think we set the precedent of how we can possibly be used for a little bit of this abuse, right? If you go back, John and I were on the air all night after the Celtics won the 18th championship, the banner. We were on, what would we stay on until about 5:20?
So we started broadcasting right after the game, about 11, and we were on until 5 a.m.
Until 5 a.m. And so I think ever since then, I think they've taken a notation between Ken and Mike. Like, hey, you know, if these guys are willing to do a show the night before and still be here the next morning, potentially one day in their little evil laugh, we can have them work both shows next to each other. And here it is, right?
In a 16-hour span, the people of Boston are getting 8 hours of us.
I just don't think we're that popular. We might be. I've seen some metrics, and I've had to look outside of markets to find out what's going on here. I'm totally kidding. Maybe I'm not. But yeah, so we appreciate you being here with us. We'll be here with you as you, I guess, when you get up Christmas morning. Like, I know, like, Christmas Eve, like, I'm going to have a dinner for the family tomorrow. Like, I went ahead and got some catered dinner for tomorrow. And then we'll be, like, with extended family. We'll go down to the Carolinas and stuff like that. But yeah, so thank you so much for being here with us. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. You wouldn't be able to hear what has transpired on the iHeart app. You could hear that live. Just type in WEEI. But at the Odyssey app, it allows you to Imagine if you could fast forward the show.
There would be some benefits. There would be some entertainment.
There would be some laughs. There would even be some tears. There'd be some sad Christmas music. You know, but the Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI and click the little heart to save it as a favorite. So that way you get reminders about different things, shows that have occurred if you want to go back and listen to. Josh, let's get back to the text line because we had more texts that have come in. 617-779-7937, what you got?
Yeah, the 978 says, I want Diggs re-signed, and I think Kyle Williams and Drake are building a good connection right before our eyes, too. Man, this draft was an A+.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, John. We're so not used to seeing the draft not only work out, but hit immediately. Right, like probably you'd have to say, who was the last probably first or second round pick before these group of guys that hit? You might say Sony Michel.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking Christian Barmore because he was a second-round right? guy. But, yeah, but and
first,
even
– especially first-round guy. Yeah,
well, yeah no. for first-round, Sony Michel, but that was only right. for 1 year. Yeah, and I right. think the Kyle Important Williams one, yeah. point, excuse me, is a really interesting one because he hasn't really had – many chances to have an impact this year, but when he's had those chances, I mean, he had the 72-yard catch-and-run touchdown against Tampa mm-hmm. Bay, the 37-yard touchdown Sunday night. So it still feels like he's not 100% on the right page with Drake May yet. He's getting there. Like, there was that play, I think it was against the Giants, where it was supposed to be a back shoulder throw. I think it was a third down, and he didn't read it the same way May read it, and they weren't quite on the same page. But that's something that, like, they can get there, they can work on, and I really hope, and I tweeted this out during the game on Sunday night, I hope Kyle Williams fully figures out this offense and fully gets on the same page with Drake May, because you take his releases at the line of scrimmage and combine it with his speed, and he can be one of the most dynamic players in the NFL if he gets all that stuff figured out. Like, that's the ceiling on this guy athletically.
Well, here's where I think the challenge for Kyle Williams that exists, it goes back to the preseason, right? You remember Josh Dobbs was pretty much laying him out to play crash test dummy anytime he was throwing him a ball in preseason, and him and Drake May didn't really get to play that much together in the regular preseason game. So they didn't have a chance to gel there. And two, because Steph Diggs wasn't part of preseason at all, it's like when you start going into the regular season to install, you're like, okay, this is what we have planned for Diggs, and this is what he knows he could do. This is what we've seen in preseason and so forth. We have Booty. We have Douglas. We've brought in Hollins. So Kyle Williams, I think, was going to be a little bit behind the curve because he didn't even get those snaps with Drake May during the preseason. So, and didn't he take a bit of a concussion? Didn't he take like a bit of a concussion hit during the preseason from
left one of those games early top of my head.
Because of the Josh Dobbs ball that was thrown high, right? If you remember the episode of KJ Domus, it was like, get another backup in here if we're going to be getting our guys killed. That was what was going on during the preseason. So I think Kyle Williams is kind of like the sneaky thing, as the texter is saying. He's just like, look, I'm totally agreeing with him. Like, there is a, you can almost see a line to where Kyle Williams could be one of those emerging, budding stars. I don't want to put him in a superstar category, that pressure. But look, he's got the chance to learn from Diggs. He doesn't have the pressure of being the person that carries the water for that offense in terms of the receiver room. So there's a little bit of a chance for him to relax. And we could say this, he's already been more productive than when Tyquan Thornton, a second rounder, was here. Could you say that Kyle Williams has given you more so far than what you got from Tyreek Thornton when he was Tyquan Thornton?
Yeah, he's given you more than him, and he's given you more than N'Keal Harry. I mean, it's he's given you more than both of those guys. So
you can have patience.
And the texter's point is interesting, because this draft, like last year's draft, getting Drake May, that's going to be the most important draft of this rebuild, even though the rest of the draft was bad and none of those guys are here. You got May. But this past year's draft in 2025, and I would even argue, KJ, the one coming up in 2026, those are the ones that if the Patriots end up winning a Super Bowl with this group or Super Bowls, we're going to look at this draft in 2025 and the next one in 26 as the ones that put them over the top. Just like in 2000, the Patriots drafted Brady. That was the most important one. But in 2001, when they got Richard Seymour and Matt Light, and I think J.R. Redmond was in that draft too, that helped push them over the top. And then that 2003 draft, which was one of the best drafts in team history, and we can go through the whole, 2010, 2012, they had these drafts that pushed them over the top. And I think with Will Campbell, and then if Kyle Williams, again, can figure it out and get to his ceiling, if Henderson can keep going the way he's going, then we might be sitting here saying, wow, this is one of those drafts that helped push them over the top.
I think this past draft is the bread, and Drake May was the butter draft, right? In the Drake May draft, you knew what you needed. It was an absolute ugly scene. There was not a single conversation across anywhere in New England, even in NICUs amongst people who work in them. Are they going to give Mac Jones the fifth-year extension, right?
That ended quickly.
Nobody, that was on no one's radar, so you knew that getting the quarterback was the move for the Patriots in that draft. Whatever else came after that was going to be additional, but I think this past draft was getting the bread. I think next year's draft is probably stacking the cupboard a little, but I think the free agent market is going to be the bigger story for the Patriots going into 2020. sixth season, and then I think that the draft will be, just because guys have stepped up where you looked at a Swiss cheese roster at the end of last year. The acquisition of Williams, yeah, obviously getting the corner and Davis here, Spillane and those guys coming. So you filled some of those gaps that you wouldn't necessarily have to run and go get and address in the draft as immediate needs. I then think it becomes what free agent or two comes here and the guys who are drafted, because now you're not going to be drafting in a position of poor results, right? You're going to be drafting towards the end of the round. Yeah, wouldn't it be a dream to be the last draft pick in the round, right, in the first round? So you're going to be picking at a much lower number, lower meaning like not as high as what, like the opposite of picking first.
And I think one of the things, because we look at the Washington Commanders as a cautionary tale, where they make the NFC Championship game last year, and then this year they have injuries, they have some bad luck, they don't play as well, and now they're, you know, out of the playoff picture. I think when you look at how can the Patriots avoid that, it's what have we talked about all year this year? Their lack of depth, right? Can they build out that depth with another good draft and a good free agent class, that, as you mentioned? And that way, too, next year, when they have a harder schedule and teams take them more seriously early on, and they have maybe some injuries, God forbid, or they have some bad luck, then they'll be able to survive it and still beat those teams and still be a good team. So that, like, that's when I look at how can you avoid the fate of Washington? A lot of it comes down to how well can you build out the depth this offseason.
Or don't just have Marcus Mariota as your backup quarterback. I think that's the other part of it. All right, one more text. What you got, Josh?
No, sorry about that. Drake May, MVP from the 617. Drake May, MVP. Vrabel, Coach of the Year.
Drake May, MVP. Vrabel, Coach of the Year. I'll tell you what, John. Don't answer that. We'll answer that after the break, because you might be shocked at one of my answers for one of those guys. That's next here on KJ and Lyons. 617-779-7937. That's the call number. That's also the text number. You're welcome to join the conversation, as you might be wrapping gifts and you're like, I can't talk now. Shoot a text. Perfectly fine. We'll get to you. But right now it's time to trend with Josh Pratt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go buy a car. KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you as well. Yeah, John, every time I see those commercials where they have like the bow on the car. Like, you never notice they never do that, like, with big screen TVs. Like I'm one of those people, like, will never leave. Like, when you've bought a big screen TV, did you get rid of the box or do you, like, hide it away? Like, when I first, because they, okay, at one point they go, KJ, where do you live? At one time, I was like, you know what? I can't leave this out here because then people would know I have a big screen television, break in and steal the TV. So I would take the box back to, like, Best Buy behind them and, like, dump it behind there. But have you ever, when you've seen these commercials where they have the bow on the car, you're like, is that, like, fantasy or is, like, you'd want something like that to come
true. I've never actually in real life, though, seen a bow on a car. So yeah. I don't know. Is that like, I know it's in every car commercial in the holidays,
right.
But like, I don't know if that's a thing that even really happens in real life. Like my neighbor got a new car like last week and there was no bow on it, KJ.
There's no bow in the car,
no
right? Because you're thinking about
it.
The payments, right? You're like, wait a minute. There's an additional payment because you put a damn bow on here. Like yeah, it's just, so it's extended the payments out. It's added $3 to your entire 72 month payment arrangement. So,
yeah, I would not want a bow on my car for Christmas.
However,
you know what I don't like too. You know the people that put the antlers and the Rudolph nose on their cars.
You know that should be a traffic violation.
But then they leave them there until freaking March. Some of these people, like, why am I driving around on St. Patrick's Day and I see the antlers sticking out of your windows and the red nose on the front of your car? Like, I think it's kind of weird when you do it at Christmas anyway, but, like, there's people that it's, like, February and March, I'm getting ready for baseball season, and they still have this stuff on their cars.
There used to be an Aston Martin dealership around the corner. Are you familiar with the Aston Martin car?
Yes, James Bond and
yes,
Tom Brady,
James,
both
right,
avid drivers.
Right, so the Aston Martin dealership used to be around the corner from my house. So sometimes when I do my exercise, I just walk right past there and I would dream. I think Chris Sale ended up with an Aston Martin because one day I was there, someone had custom Massachusetts plates, and I think it said Sale. I think it just said S-A-L-E. So I was like, should I go in there and be like, hey man, why didn't you just drive this car through Chestnut Hill instead of riding through the carriageway on Chestnut, you know, through Chestnut Hill? Like, what are you doing? So yeah, so those who are getting the bow on the car for Christmas, magnificent if that is what your life is. What I guess a bow that would be put on this season for the Patriots would literally be Drake May as MVP and Mike Vrabel of Coach of the Year. Now here's what is really pissing me off at this point is betting markets have Matthew Stafford ahead of Drake May, and here's what's crazy. Drake May has a better chance to win the AFC East than Matthew Stafford has to win the NFC West. And yet Drake May is behind Matthew Stafford. Like,
I think the NFC West is just way better than the AFC East. I think that's the big thing there.
I think it's a bit of fool's gold because San Francisco had a weak schedule going into the season. I think that's why they were able to pile up wins. Look, we knew that Seattle would be kind of decent. Okay, fine. You know, we knew the Rams would be good. We just didn't realize that San Francisco would be that good and Seattle would still be in that mix. And Arizona, who isn't really that bad of a team, end up being that bad, right? So, and didn't they play a cross conference? Like, they played the AFC West this year? Didn't they play some of their games against the AFC West this year?
I would have to look at that.
Yeah, so if they did, they got the Raiders in there. So
I think it was the AFC South because they both played the Colts, right?
Yeah, so they're
the
Seahawks
and the 49ers just played them. Yeah,
you know what? The AFC East, their cross is actually the AFC West, right? Because that's how we play the Raiders. The Bills, they ended up playing Houston. Who cares who the Jets and Dolphins play? But they played those other two teams. Didn't one of them play the Chiefs? I forgot who played the Chiefs. Was that? Was that the Jets earlier this year played the Chiefs?
Maybe I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I think point being, like, I think the NFC West, because it's such a better division. Like, the Bills or the Patriots could both end up in the Super Bowl from the AFC East, but the Dolphins have been a mess most of the year. The Jets are one of the worst teams in the NFL. And you look at the West, the Seahawks and Rams, you could make a case those are the two best teams in the NFC, plus you have an 11-4 49ers team. So I know the Cardinals stink this year, but I think that's where the odds in like May having better odds to win the division than Stafford. Like, I think that's where it's more about like how good the NFC West is.
Yeah, but the other part of it is Puka Nacua leads is either at the top of or yep. No, he probably still leads the league in receiving yards and receptions, I believe, as well. And then Devontae Adams before the injury was leading the league in touchdowns and touchdown receptions. And those are your two receivers. My whole thing is like, okay, maybe Stafford isn't really the most valuable player because you've got some very valuable outlets. Like, if I had Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams to throw to, the first thing you would say is, gosh, do you know how many teams would wish to just have even one of those guys?
Right? Yeah, and I think, and add in, don't forget, Kyren Williams running the ball and Blake Corum, who've been really good.
Right, but keep in mind that the MVP is now a quarterback award. And if you're Stafford is a guy that does it with his arms, not his legs. Allen does it with his arms and legs. My argument would be that, hey, Drake May hasn't leaned on his most experienced receiver this year for his success. If it was one thing you're like, well, you know, Drake May, he only throws the ball to Stephon Diggs. Like, that's not the case. We've seen games where Diggs has had one or two catches. Like, if anything, the great thing that we're seeing now is many people were wondering, like, is Diggs going to be able to hold up past 10 games this year? You know, what does that look like? And now you're getting, like, premium Steph Diggs towards the end of the season. You're like, hey, Steph Diggs is now on the roll versus, okay, teams have now rolling their coverage to him because May depends on him. And this is why I think that Drake May is the MVP. There's no way you're going to tell me, and I don't know if there's any history to show this, when I was on BetMGM's morning show, was that yesterday? My days are running together. I asked the producers, can you find me a situation where someone won the MVP but did not win their division? Right? They didn't win their division. So in other words, a wild card team has the MVP. Does that even sound right?
So, I can't think of a time off the top of my head.
Right. So the Rams may end up being a wild card. Right now they are a wild card team, but they're going to have the MVP, but yet you have a team that may win the AFC East, take that away from Buffalo for over the last 5 years, because in some football minds, they believe that Buffalo has started some type of dynasty. And I think that's because they started hanging up pictures in the offices there in Buffalo, in Orchard Park, like, yay, congratulations, we were on television twice this year. They probably have a banner for that. So that's when I say that Drake May is the MVP. He should be ahead of Stafford just because he doesn't have the weapons that Stafford has doing the same position, right? Like Daniel Jones, when he was having his runs, I said he was never going to win the MVP as long as Jonathan Taylor's running the ball. But you would have to say with the Patriots, if you remove – here's a great example. If you remove Drake May from the Patriots right now and put in a regular quarterback, generic quarterback – Jacoby Brissett, how does this team do?
Yeah, I think they're still pretty good, but we're not sitting here talking about them being the one seed. Like, I think they'd be maybe a wild card team, kind of in that range.
I think they're a little bit better than they were last year, maybe a 7-8 win team. Now, put Jacoby Brissett on the Rams with Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. Which team does he get more wins with as the quarterback, with the Rams or with the Patriots?
Oh, I think the Rams.
For sure. One guy, you can almost say, hey, you take him off of that team and you put a generic quarterback there, and that team may still get you 8-9 wins with a really with kind of a mediocre to sub-mediocre guy.
Yeah, and I think we should also add that the Rams offensive line that protects Stafford is one of the best units in the league, and it's better than the Patriots offensive line been much better than it was last year, as we know, but Rams have one of the best offensive lines in the league, whether you watch them, whether you want to go to PFF numbers, pressure rates, all that stuff. They have one of the best. So he's getting protected by one of the best offensive lines in the league, working with a head coach and play caller for years who he's already won a Super Bowl with. And you hit the nail on the head with Nacua and Adams and obviously Kyren Williams being there. So I think, to me, That's the chief argument for Drake May. Like, Stafford has 40 touchdown passes and only five picks, and that's phenomenal, right? Those are MVP numbers.
But if I have Nakua and Adams, I should have numbers close to that.
Yeah, and May with 20, like, May's got 25 touchdowns. He's also ran for four, so he's at 29 total. So it's like, yeah, he's 11 touchdowns behind Stafford, but is that gap of 11 made up by Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, and those guys that we've been talking? Like, to me, that's the chief argument for me. I think they've both been almost equally as good during the season. It's just Stafford's put up the higher numbers, but I think his supporting cast is a level above what May's is.
KJ Lyons on WEEI in for the Arcan Show, 617-779-7937. That's how you call and you text. We're about 15 minutes away from our gifts. I mean, don't tell the players and the people that are involved, but we, John and I, have gifts for the players, and you're going to hear us wrap them and discuss why we're getting them those gifts. That's in about 15 minutes here on KJ and Lyons. But John, for me, the whole reason why this narrative about Matthew Stafford, I think, is trying to be pushed a little more, and then I think even more so what you saw today when you got the Pro Bowl results where Josh Allen is named as the starter for the AFC, and I'm like, so this is another diss on Drake May. I really believe it comes down to that there are elements around the league that do not want to see the Patriots back on top again as the conversation. And follow this, and I'm going to tie this to the Cowboys in a little bit. See, the Cowboys can still get television games and suck. The Patriots got removed. Despite, think of all those
years. They got flexed out of a primetime game they were playing the Chiefs in a couple
the
years
ago.
The
NFL is healthy as hell right now because the Patriots got people who did not care about football to care about the sport of football. I mean, for God's sakes, go back and watch the Dynasty, and it went all the way to Russia, what was going on here. So the NFL feels like, hey, we could still kind of control the narrative, or Jerry Jones, because that's who flexes a lot of power. I think that's also part of the reason why, like, come on, Robert Kraft should already be in there. Who's saying no?
Yep.
But who would potentially say no would be the one who got all that attention taken away from them when the team was good. See, the Patriots have the ability to watch this be America's real team. But Jerry Jones wouldn't want that. I mean, for God's sakes, would you rather see the Patriots play the Jets on Christmas Day or the Cowboys? Who are they playing?
I don't even know. Is it the Commanders? I don't even know.
Exactly. That's my point. If you're America's team and I ask you who are you playing on Christmas Day on Netflix, and yeah, I don't know, then maybe your ass ain't America's team. This is what I think is kind of leaking down to why Drake May suddenly is behind Matthew Stafford in this MVP race. Is because if he's the MVP, you got to feature this guy. And if you feature this guy, who does it come at the expense of? Whoever you probably push a lot of on national television. See, you're going to want to show both Buffalo. You're going to see, think about this. If Drake May's the MVP, first thing that has to happen next year is both Buffalo, New England games are in prime time. What can the Cowboys say about that in their own division?
Yeah, for them, it's like the Eagles, if the Eagles are good again, they'd have
But the Cowboys
games.
Aren't, yeah. Right? So the right. Cowboys already have Thanksgiving hostage, and that's okay because that's something that predates. But you would say, damn, considering Thanksgiving took place in Fort Worth, Texas? Oh, no, Plymouth, Massachusetts. Why aren't the Patriots playing on Thanksgiving? See, these are the things I ask because when I look at Drake May being shunned a little bit, behind Matthew Stafford after this case I just gave you, I think it's more like the league just does not want to see a Patriots fan base grow. That's why when you heard all those people at Baltimore, I was like, hell yeah. They're kind of listening to KJ Lyons. Because remember I was like, start showing up to these, but it was about the Red Sox. Start showing up at these other places and start seeing what happens because that's how you demand action. So if you can hear MVP chanting, Lamar Jackson hasn't been in the game for 35 minutes, they're clearly not talking about Snoop Huntley out there. When you start traveling like this, this is going to put it in the chest and in the face of the league. John, before we got on the air, did I not text you? I was like, did you see the Pro Bowl release?
Yeah. And it's like, look, the Patriots are obviously much better than they were a year ago. I didn't expect them to have six Pro Bowlers like the top teams. I think it was the Seahawks and a couple others.
Right.
Had six Pro Bowlers. But I did expect them to have more than two. Right, like Drake May, obviously deserving. Drake May, right. Frankly, should be the AFC starter, not just the Pro Bowl.
How Gonzalez, is Josh Allen the starter? This is what I'm saying. Why is he the starter when he's not even the top dog in the AFC right now?
Yeah, and I think it comes down to two things. One, and we see this every year with All-Star games, where it's like the best thing to help you make an All-Star team is the year you had the year before, right? Like the guy that was great in 2024, people remember that, and he gets extra votes in 2025. So, like, May will get help next year by being good. And then I think another part of it is, KJ, is what you're talking about. There's plenty of people out there that are like, wow, the Patriots kicked everyone's ass for 20 years, and then they were only bad for 2 years, and here they are with 12 wins again. And they're just not happy about it, and they don't want to see that.
They're like, I don't want to give up my Chiefs Kingdom fandom to go back
and like,
to that.
I mean, you look at, too, like, again, I didn't expect them to have six guys, but like it
three.
Inside linebacker, right? Al Shear from Houston, he's one of the inside linebackers. Robert Spillane, in fewer games, has more tackles than him, and I think it's been just as good.
Or, I think the other player is Marcus Jones is not on there.
And Marcus Jones was going to be the next guy I mentioned because, look, DK has been really good for the Titans as a kick returner. Jones doesn't return kicks, but he's been a better punt returner. Like, I would have put Jones there because not only is he a great return man, he's also played really well at corner. I would have. So again, I didn't sit here expecting the Patriots to have six Pro Bowlers, you know, most in the league, but they should have had more than two.
Oh, absolutely. If anything, I said, hey, it was a mistake to name Mac Jones as a relief. An alternate or a replacement?
Yep.
When he went, because what were people saying? Mac Jones went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
I said, no,
was
Mac
like
Jones.
The 10th choice.
Right. Mac Jones didn't go to the Pro Bowl. Mac Jones got called to see if he can come there, not because he was chosen to go there, right? Because somebody. But Drake May should be the starter, and Josh Allen should be the reserve if it's just for this year, because if that's the case. Now, granted, they don't play a game, and if it's about being a captain, then it goes back to my argument about, like, why would the league be meddling? Is the league meddling in affairs of things that are obvious, right? Like, okay, if you're going to tell me, hey, we're going to have this competition, and the reason why Josh Allen is really the starter is because he's the personality we want to put out there. He has experience. He's got the girlfriend that has, you know, cachet, so we could bring that into. So if it's for television purposes only, then damn it, say that. But there's absolutely no way you're going to tell me that Josh Allen has had a better quarterbacking year this year than Drake May? Oh, man, who's smoking and where do we get the hell out of here with that crap? Jeez.
Yeah, I know, and I would agree, too. I mean, it's, again, I didn't expect them to have six. They should have had more than two, and May should be the starter as well. And I would say at corner, like, Derek Stingley and Pat Surtain have been better than Gonzalez, so I don't think Gonzalez should be the starter.
Right, and he missed, Gonzalez missed how many games? Three games?
The first three games, and I think he's had some good moments this year, but he's also had some not-so-good moments as well.
So the other side of it is the betting markets have Mike Vrabel as the odds-on favorite to win Coach of the Year. And watch this, John. Guess what I say to that? That is incorrect.
Yeah, it's funny. I think Vrabel is worthy of consideration, worthy of votes, but like we talked about this a while back, and I was, you know, looking into it, doing some research, and it's, I mean, yeah, Vrabel's had a great year, and he's helped turn the Patriots around, no doubt about it. But I mean, you look at what Dave Canales has done in Carolina, what Kyle Shanahan, who had to have Mac Jones start eight games for him this year, Liam Cohen as well, what he's done in Jacksonville. Like, if I'm voting for Coach of the Year, yeah, Vrabel gets consideration. I might be voting, though, for Liam Cohen or Kyle Shanahan.
So you promise not to laugh at me when I tell you who I think Coach of the Year is?
I will not laugh at you.
Ben Johnson.
That's another good one, though. I mean, that Bears team was worse than the Patriots. Like, as bad as the Patriots were last year, they went into Chicago and won 19-3, and those coaches got fired during the season. Like, yeah. So that's another guy that I think, yeah, you can say that Chicago, maybe they have some pieces that are better than the Patriots supporting cast-wise. You can kind of parse that, but yeah.
Here's why I say that Ben Johnson is the Coach of the Year. One, you could have put $500,000 in front of me this year and said, yeah, Caleb Williams is going to have an amazing year. I'd be like, cold weather, what's cold weather? Let's talk again. You sure you want to give up that money? But look what Ben Johnson has done for them, and look what's happened to the Detroit Lions since he's gone. So that tells me that there is a real effect there between him leaving, what Detroit can no longer do, and what Chicago is now doing with him there. Now, granted, they did buy him a bunch of pieces, but even through injury, they're still winning these games. So I think Ben Johnson is probably coach of the – I mean, Vrabel's done it. He's been here before. Improvement was expected, you know, and I'm not a person who likes to use the word I expect, but that was expected. Discipline was expected. All those things were there. I think really probably it's going to be maybe a 2 or 3 game difference between what I thought the Patriots were going to be. I thought they're going to be a 10-win game. They'll probably be a 12, 13-win team, 14-win team potentially. So I think Vrabel was the right person for this job, and you were going to see results. I thought there was going to be a real situation where, like, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are actually fighting in the middle of Michigan Avenue over fist fighting because they just can't mesh together. And I'm actually kind of impressed in what they're doing.
Yeah. And I think Ben Johnson is one. And also, I think it's worth noting in Ben Johnson's case and Liam Cohen, these are first time head coaches as well. Like, Vrabel has been a head coach. He's won actually coach of the year
before.
So these guys are doing it in their first crack at it. Like, Ben Johnson's never been a head coach in the NFL, and here he is with the Bears fighting for the one seed in the NFC. So, yeah, that's – I'll give you that, KJ. Like, again, Vrabel deserves consideration. I think, though, May is more likely to be MVP than Vrabel is to be coach of the year.
Yeah, let's go to Riley in Haverhill. Riley, thanks you much for calling KJ and Lions and WEEI. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Hi, I just want to talk about the MVP debate. To me, the biggest issue with the MVP is now it's all about stats, offensive production. But if you look at May alone, he is the most valuable player on the league. If you take him out of the Patriots, they are not a playoff team this year. They're projected 8 wins, and the reason they've done so much better is because of him. Whereas, like, the Rams, you take out Stafford, Jimmy G starts – they're not competing for the one seed, but that's still a playoff team between the O-line, the defense, the weapons they have. And I kind of hate how much people focus on the stats and the strength of schedule. If it's really the most valuable player, then it goes to May because the Patriots aren't who they are without Drake May. Thanks,
Riley,
guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to sing to any more men that call up to the station.
That's fine. No, and I would agree with everything he's saying. And I would also add, too, and I know this guy will never win it, KJ, but Myles Garrett set the record this week. Cleveland stinks, I get it. I just think he deserves mention in the discussion. Like, he's doing Hall of Fame stuff there.
This isn't
just
like
on
baseball.
Just on a bad team. Exactly.
This isn't
right?
Andre Dawson where you can be in last and be the MVP.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So I think he deserves mention, though, because, I mean, he's doing Hall of Fame stuff there. They just stink. But, yeah, I agree with what the caller said. I think, you know, if you just look at the stats, yeah, you think Stafford. I think if you really break it down and watch it, though, that's when you're like, all right, and add the context, that's when May kind of emerges.
All right, more of your calls and texts next. 617-779-7937. KJ and Lions, we're getting the gift paper ready. Yes, we're wrapping gifts. I don't know if I'm checking them twice. I'm not returning. I'm just keeping them myself for some of our Boston sports figures and players next on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
WEEI, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, as the song goes. I didn't realize I left the rap lyrics in there because I'm very conscious, John, on WEEI. If I start playing a rap song, what the emails to management look like, what it looks like, it'd be like, oh my God, they just Kendrick Lamar'd my favorite sports station. You kind of giggled at that. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. Next week, I call it the week of purgatory because you don't know what day of the week it is. I mean, my kids been home from school. Like, they were home from, I'm like, what happened to you, like, going to school all the way to the 23rd and then going home for Christmas? Like, what is this, the 20th? Like, nothing to think of the parents. You know, like, I love my kids, but I do like this little trade-off where my kid is gone for about 8 hours during the day, you know, and we could go to work, you know. So
yeah.
You know, like, that's one of the great things invented in America. Like, you know, when a kid, like, I was that kid in high school. I remember telling my guidance counselor, because he asked me, like, why do you want to go to all these schools? I said, because they've got great football programs, and I try to get season tickets. Like, I literally said it to my guidance counselor. He's just like, that's how you're going to look at college? I was just thinking,
well, there's worse reasons. Yeah.
I said, well, I could look at college the way that you did and be doing this literally in 20 years. So I figure at least get some Auburn tickets out of it, or Tennessee tickets at the time. But I remember him saying that, look, you're going to want to get into something that you're going to enjoy. And so I guess I enjoy this. Maybe he's laughing at me. Maybe this is the curse, the Christmas curse I've been giving. I'm just totally kidding. 617-779-7937. We're 2 minutes away from the last minute Christmas shopping gifts we have for some of these great names here in Boston sports. Josh, what do you have on the text line?
Yeah, so from the 978,
mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league at the moment.
Yeah, no. Right? Because even if you look at the market, like, he's fourth in MVP. So how is a guy fourth in MVP but yet going to be the starter for the AFC when the AFC's higher rated?
Doesn't have great weapons either, but he does have the best running back in the NFL and a good offensive line. So it's like, and I know, like, again, we talk about May not having the elite pass game weapon. May's weapons might actually be better than Allen's passing-wise, but Patriots offense doesn't have anybody as good as James Cook either.
Yeah, like, right, there's no James Cook right here with the Patriots. So, Josh Allen this year is not the best AFC quarterback
like
in the AFC.
Yeah, May has 500 more yards passing than him this year.
Yeah, I think some people who are, when they saw the Patriots lose that 21-0 lead, they're using it as a kind of a wedge excuse for other things, right? If you told me that, hey, in that game, the Patriots lost 47-7, and Drake May threw four interceptions and lost the fumble, then maybe he is not the MVP, but that's not what happened in that game. The Patriots defense lost that game, Drake May did not lose that game. So, yeah, Drake May is the best quarterback in the AFC this year. Next year, if you're talking about all, if you're talking about like overall, then you have to put Mahomes back in the conversation, right? Like if that's what you're going to do, then you're going to have to say, well, are we talking about overall or we're talking about this year? I'm not saying Drake May is the best quarterback in the AFC overall. I'm just saying he's the best quarterback in the MVP this year. Hello? One more text.
From the 297, this is perfect that we only have two Pro Bowlers because it's going to fire up the team even more for the postseason.
Yeah, I guess who would be the other mad ones? That would
Marcus Jones, Robert Spillane.
Yeah. Well, Spillane's been on the injury. He's been injured a bit here. So, 297 area code?
Correct.
Is that Aruba? What do we have? People calling us?
I don't know where that is.
That's Aruba. First of all, I'm wondering, does a person buy a cell phone in Aruba and take it to the States? Or do you usually buy a cell phone in the States and take it to Aruba? Like, who?
Maybe someone's using their burner phone just to text us.
Yeah, but who issues out a burner area code of Aruba?
It's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know who might have an Aruba phone number would be someone who does business in probably those those island areas. And you know what island is not far off from Aruba? The Cayman Islands. So do you believe that this might be one of these wealthy owners?
Maybe, that's, or you that's know, could texting be Stringer Bell Lines? Too, you know?
Well, Stringer Bell was, you know, actually... Yeah.
I'm rewatching The Wire for like the third time now. So
my best friend, I have a best friend. He's like half mentee, half big brother, right? Like I helped him get into television at a television station I used to work at. He stayed in television. Two facts about him. One, he used to DJ with Idris Elba right as Idris Elba went to interview for the job for The Wire.
Oh, wow.
So he says to me, he says, hey, man, I got it. They're calling me back down to Baltimore for an additional read. I think I got the part for The Wire. That have to be around. Okay, so that was before
the
he
show
was working
came out in 2002.
Yeah, so what I was going to say, it was before the Chappelle Show because that same friend of mine worked Chappelle Show camera and used to send me email messages to come down to the city to come see tapings of this thing called the Chappelle Show. I never made it. I could kick myself about that, right? He would then later go work on The Apprentice for like 10 years? How long was the show The Apprentice on for, like 10 years?
I don't know. Sounds are 10, because then they did like Celebrity Apprentice and all that. So
he knows the family very well. So if KJ ever gets into a bind in my life, I'm one step away from making that call. The hell you mean all of his debt is wiped away? They're not calling him? What happened? Intervention. Ready to do some Halloween? I mean, ready to do some holiday shopping here?
Yeah, maybe we'll do some Halloween shopping.
Well, you know why I say that is because I'm thinking about how the Chiefs Stadium is about to become nothing but a super-sized, what is it called, Halloween Fest? What is it called, Spirit Fest? Yeah. What do they call it?
See, I like the discounted candy. That's my Halloween shopping.
Yeah, that is very true. All right, so let's get to some of this gift-giving here, and Josh will let us know who he thinks has the better gifts. We'll start with Joe Mazzulla. All right, John, what are you getting him?
I'm going to get him a wolf. He said, was it earlier this week or last week, that he wanted to get a wolf for a pet, and his wife, you know, wouldn't let him, and he's trying to convince her to get a wolf with their dog. So I'm going to get him a wolf.
So how do you do that, A? And B, how does the wolf come? Do you get rabies shots? Because we can work that out. I've got family that lives up in the Yukon
Territory. I would take the wolf to the vet first, you know, make sure that, you know, it had all its shots.
Wait. Yeah. Who takes a wolf to the vet? Ma'am, you know this isn't an Alaskan husky, but an actual wolf that you have here. As everybody in the lobby is screaming, right? So, but you know what? That's a boss-ass gift. I like that. With Joe Mazzulla, I'm going to give him a Tyco racing set. Old school. Here's why. Man, he was just running laps around people with the stuff going on with the media and the basketball game. It was a little Grinch and mean-spirited. But now he's starting to kind of run some impressive laps once these cars have gotten heated. You couldn't have told me that after 30 games that the Celtics would have more than 17 wins. I'm impressed. So here's your Tyco racing set. Not as boss as much as giving you a damn wolf from the Yukon. Next, Marco Sturm.
I'm going to give him some ownership patience, KJ.
Oh.
In the last 10 years, the Bruins have fired three head coaches. One of them, Claude Julien, went to two Stanley Cup finals, won one. The other one, Bruce Cassidy, went to Game 7 of a Cup final, and they still got getting better. Give a little patience with the guy.
I like that. I think we're on the same page here because I'm going to give Marco Sturm a pair of noise-canceling headphones. One, just in case it gets ugly again, you don't have to hear it, but I think that you probably already have some because you probably was hearing it early on, like, oh, this dude is way over his skis in this one. So noise-canceling headphones goes along with the ownership patience. Josh, you would say that GIF is a push, right?
Yeah, I'd go in that direction.
Okay, next, Mike Vrabel. John, what you got for Mr.
I'm going to give him a healthy roster. I mean, don't have a lot of depth there, KJ. They need health. Milton Williams is coming back. Hopefully Will Campbell does too. Jared Wilson just came back a couple weeks ago. So give them some health on that roster.
A healthy roster for a guy that's just brought happiness back to New England all over again. I'm getting this guy a brand new car with a bow on top of it. Do you want me to take you to the Aston Martin dealership, Mr. Vrabel, because the way you've been driving this team has been world-class, Bond-esque. Ah, the spy who loved me, Goldfinger your hands have been. Oh, with to sir with love, thank you. You like how I weaved in all those James Bond titles?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good, was it not? So a new car with a bow on it for Mike Vrabel, courtesy of Mike Kennedy and Ken Laird. That's who you send the bill to. All right, Alex Cora next.
I'm going to get him some aspirin because he's going to have to deal with the Red Sox not spending enough on some premier free agents. Yes, they've made the trades. They've gotten better in some areas. But if you're Alex Cora, you signed that contract extension a couple years ago so you could try to win another championship, and they're not spending enough right now to do it.
I'm going to get him the money made from the Penguins sale from FSG. And look, if I've got to go in there and rob it, look, you know.
Of course, I know how to spot a car.
Trust me, I could get some guys to help me get in there. Because look, we've got high skills here, right? Like, we're imaginative here in New England. If you need us to get money or diamonds, we're the people to go to. So I might have to crawl inside of a building, dip into those funds, and give them to Alex Cora, and just go behind the back and spend who you want. Like, oh my gosh, look, we bought Bo Bichette and Alex Cora has paid for it. Next, Craig Breslow. Let's get to him, huh?
I'm going to give this guy some human feelings, right? Sometimes when he talks, he sounds like one of those robots, you know, the Heimblum nerd baseball robots. Let's give him, because remember, Lou Maloney has said it on our show, KJ, about the Red Sox willing to get uncomfortable to sign some players. That's what human feeling. Get a little uncomfortable, Craig Breslow. Sign a high-end free agent.
Okay, we got to. This one is one of my favorites. I don't want to have any favorites at Christmas, but Drake May? What are we getting him?
I'm getting him a nutritionist. And the reason why, I want him to keep adding some muscle so he can absorb some of those hits he's taken. But did you see his wife, that 25 days of bakemas and all those things she's baking at home? I want to make sure he eats healthy in addition to eating all those good treats.
Hey, they can steal this idea now, but if his wife's name is Anna May, right? Or Anna?
Yeah.
Anna May? Yeah. Anna May cakes. If she can bake cakes, Anna May cakes. Eat the cake, Anna May. That's in a movie you'd have to see. But for Drake May, I'm going to get him sports writers to not vote for Matthew Stafford as the MVP. Look, if I've got to use some of this Penguins cash that we've stolen to get to New York and to some of these sports writers, they need to get on its stat because it's just an absolute malfeasance to think that Drake May is not the MVP. He certainly is. All right, Stephon Diggs. What are we getting for him?
I'm getting him some sleep, KJ. He's getting up there. He's 32 now. Cardi B just had a baby. I'm sure he's not getting too much sleep, so I'm going to give him some
clearly
sleep.
Clearly, he's not wrapping it up.
Need him to have some rest for the playoffs.
You like that? I snuck that
I
in
did.
There, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting him? And this is kind of Dick Dastardly, but I'm going to get Stephon Diggs the masters to all of the Migos' albums. What payback at holiday season? So not only can you get the off-field revenge, but you can sit there and be like, I just made more money, and we can use the money that we stole from the Penguins sale. All right, last one. Jaylen Brown. What are we getting Jaylen Brown for Christmas, John?
I'm going to get him a nice set of headphones so he can listen to KJ and Lions while he's streaming on Twitch.
I like that. And you like how John interwove the show and product placement. Damn it, this show is ahead of its own time. I'm getting him a massive suitcase. Why? Because dude has been carrying everybody on that team this year. And deservedly so, he should get more votes for MVP this year. We'll talk about what is going on and what's not going on with the Red Sox. Get ready for this. KJ and Lions next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.